This is a HeadGum Podcast. Today's episode of Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Care Of. Jilly, you love Care Of.
I do. I love health.
You do love health.
I do.
For our listeners that don't know, Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamins and supplement packs right to your door, which is so cool. They have this awesome online quiz, and it asks you about, you know, like your diet and your lifestyle choices, your health goals. It only takes 5 minutes, and then it pops out what vitamins and supplements they think that you need, which is really cool. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but 90% of people fall short of the FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient. And so taking that quiz and figuring out what you need can help you get back on track.
I love quizzes too.
Do you?
Health plus quizzes equals a 10/10 for me.
A 10 out of 10 for Jilly. Yeah. I also really like the cute packaging that Care Of does. You get your vitamin packs and they have your name on them, which is sort of sweet and encouraging. So if you guys want 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, just go to takecareof.com and enter promo code LOVIN. Like I said, for 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, just visit takecareof.com and enter promo code LOVIN. All right. Hey, guys or gals, mostly gals, some guys.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Lady Lovin'.
Woo,
I'm Lo.
I'm Greta.
Here's Greta and Jilly.
I'm Jilly.
Jilly, what do you have to say?
Oh, everyone, I have a really important special request.
What is it?
Could y'all please like our podcast in iTunes, so give it 5 stars or 4, but
no,
prefer five. Give it 5 stars
or 4. No, Jilly, 5.
Okay, stars. Give us 5 stars and please leave a comment, because if you guys do this, we can come out with more episodes and more exciting things for you. And we really, you know, we need our listeners to be active.
Us. Yeah.
And support us on iTunes. So please do that.
Like right now, I think our reviews, like for how many listeners we have, our reviews are low.
They're very low.
Should we give everyone like 10 seconds of silence right now to switch from the podcast app to iTunes to just quickly hit 5 stars?
Well, no, you can do it on the podcast app, Low. It's very simple, as you open up your podcast app.
So you can do it while you're listening to us.
Yeah, while you're listening to us.
So everyone, just continue to listen to our interesting voices. And just give us that review right now while we're listening.
Yeah, you can go and you can give us 5. I mean, listen, guys, we've worked hard. You know, this is going to be 145th episode.
We're on year 3.
So this is just...
You guys, we're closing out year 3, entering year 4.
We all still have
juniors
hair.
And we're juniors in college next year. You know what I mean?
No, we're going into our senior year.
Oh, the 3 year. I
thought we're ending our junior year in a month.
Our senior year is coming up, you guys. We really need you to like our podcast.
I know.
Give
it's
us
true.
5 stars.
Wow. Can you believe that we've been doing this podcast for 3 years?
That's psycho.
You know, the crazy thing about it is,
you guys are my life's longest meaningful relationship.
I was talking about this with a friend of mine, and I was like, Lo, because I've known Lo since we were 8. And it's like, I'm like, we're not even friends. We're like sisters.
But you learn things from each other. Like, imagine how much we've learned from each other over the past 3 years.
I know,
I wish that we could pay someone to go through all of our past podcasts and do a highlight reel for our 3rd year anniversary.
That would be fun.
Anyone out there wants to do that? If there are any diehard Lady Lovin' fans that want to email us their favorite episodes over the past 3 years... That'd be cool information.
We could release a special episode, 3rd year bonus episode of like a compilation.
Yeah, we'll do a bonus up.
We've gone through a lot of highs and lows.
Mm-hmm.
The valleys.
Peaks and valleys,
you know, storms and sunshine.
But that's all life is. It's all peaks and valleys.
It is. Another turning point, the fork stuck in the road.
I love that song. I love that song.
Green now. Day's a band. A great band.
That song would make me sob. I listened to that when I graduated from sixth grade.
I don't really even like Green Day, but that song I do like.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Sorry if you can hear me chewing. I'll stop. I'm eating lots of orange snacks today. I'm eating Cheez-Its and I'm drinking an orange soda.
I think you need to put down the Cheez-Its for the episode.
Girl. How orange, you know, so it's good. Hard to put down a Cheez-It, though, because Cheez-Its are one of the... Jillie, what's your top
They're
five?
They're, like, made to be addictive.
I would like everyone to go around and say their top five favorite junk foods.
Okay.
Lo, do you want to start?
Sure. Okay. Well... I don't think a Cheez-It would be on my top. Maybe. Okay. One of my favorites is...
But hold on. I'm gonna make a specification. Okay. It needs to come from a bag or a can.
Oh,
it
no.
It can't be like French
a box?
Fries.
How about a box?
A box, yeah. Okay. It can't be like French fries so or pizza.
It has to be packaged junk food.
Yes.
Okay. My number one favorite is Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Delicious.
Like, of all time. Mm-hmm. Number two... Do you guys remember Gushers?
Yes.
Disgusting.
No, they're incredible.
I hate things that you bite and then they explode in your mouth.
What are you
I
love talking them. About? Me too.
Not interested.
You hate
explode
things that you bite
in my mouth.
And they explode in your mouth? You naughty girl.
You know, I don't bite the other things, so it's different.
Please explode in my mouth. Okay. The third thing.
Wait, you guys, that's Lo's catchphrase.
Please explode in my
Please
mouth.
Please explode in my mouth.
And then yours is dump his ass?
Yeah.
Although dump his ass is, you know, taking on a whole Lady Levin, you know.
It's I've made it a term.
You've made it a term
part of our
for
vernacular.
Lady Levin. Yes.
Okay, wait, go back. Gushers, Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah. I love a cactus cooler.
What's a cactus cooler?
It's a soda.
It's a soda. It's like an old school soda.
Never had that.
They're so good. It's just like orange soda. Wow, my mind is really... I'm grasping at straws here. Why don't we go three? Yeah, that's three.
You know, you're going to hate my answers here, everyone, but, you know, I'm not going to apologize because this is me. I don't like things that come out of a bag.
Yes,
that is
you do.
Bullshit.
That's a lie. That is
such a fucking lie.
That is such a lie.
Let me speak. I like popcorn and I like chips. But other than that, I want French fries or I want nachos or I want a burger. Like,
yeah,
other than that, I don't like, but I do like popcorn and I do like chips. But also, you guys,
you
I
like
don't
crackers?
Not so much. I don't eat crackers or popcorn anymore.
Crackers.
I don't ever buy it anymore.
What about, okay, I'm not talking about.
I know, but you
about,
do like it. It's not like I'm eating.
Lo's not like eating
Kraft
mac
on the
reg and like sucking down a cactus.
Yeah, but
cooler.
It's like at this point, like what I really want would be French fries.
Wait,
and a Coca Cola.
We're talking about historically. Give us your junk food fix.
Historically, I'd probably say popcorn, chips, and crackers. And then
I need
you know,
a brand.
A
I need something to hold on to.
There's
here.
Nothing to hold on to here, Greta. I don't
oh,
have a
did,
popcorn
you
that
did
I like.
Used to love a Diet Coke.
Everyone
when
loved
I was 12,
DC 12.
Just saying.
I like regular
when you
Coke
12,
now.
12, bitch. What?
I like Coca-Cola now, but like every once in a while.
I used to suck down Diet Coke like it was my job.
Yeah, I guess in
was
high school
when you were at
college?
The University of Arizona?
Yeah, I would fucking take those down.
No, but I mean right now.
I'd like funnel Diet Coke.
I'm being serious. Right now in terms of snacking, I've really given up on my snacking.
Right, but we're not talking about right now. We're talking about life.
In life? Okay, I always have
the
to say.
Canon of life.
Popcorn, crackers, chips, and then Coca-Cola.
Non-brand specific.
Non-brand specific. I mean, like, I...
Like, so what about smart food? Everyone loved smart food.
I don't know. I don't even know what that
Pirate's
is.
Pirate's booty.
I liked Pirate the cheesy... I liked the cheesy...
That's smart food.
What were they called? I don't even know.
Cheese puffs? Cheese
yeah,
curls?
Yeah, I like cheese puffs, but they hurt my stomach.
Doritos.
No.
I love Doritos.
Let me tell you something.
Doritos
I had Taco
are,
Bell.
My number
Listen
four.
To this, you guys.
I'm picking all orange things.
Yeah. I had Taco Bell like a year. No, I had Taco Bell on Sunday, and I hadn't had it in 10 years.
Was it delish? What
Disgusting.
Did you get?
I had a stomachache for 3 days.
Did you get a Crunchwrap Supreme?
It did.
Did you get a vegan Crunchwrap Supreme?
No, I don't even know what was inside of it. It was so nasty.
Okay. Oh, my God. I love Taco Bell.
Me too. A soft shell chicken taco is so good. And, like, call me disgusting, but a soft shell chicken taco from Taco Bell and a hard shell beef, woo! So good. I also
crunchy
love
beef tacos.
Crunchy
Psycho.
Tacos are so fucking good. I also love their hot sauce. I was raised on junk food, though.
So was I, though. I used to eat a Mexican pizza after school, like, every day from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But because I started eating a lot healthier, whenever I have any of that.
Makes you feel sick.
Yeah, but I love like a cheeseburger and I love, you know, nachos, but I like it from like a restaurant where it's really good. I just enjoy it much more.
I have cravings for
fast food.
But I never eat it. Like,
what are your top snacks?
Oh my God. I'm like such a like a horn dog for like shitty snacks. let's see. Okay. I can't eat them anymore, but I loved cheddar and sour cream Ruffles. Do you remember those?
Here's my thing. I've never been a fan of food that gets on your fingers.
Yeah, I mean,
like when you're eating a cheddar chip, it's like your hands are orange. It's like you need to make sure you're like somewhere you can wash your hands, or you have to wipe them on your clothes, or you have to lick your fingers. It's like,
yeah, it's a lot.
It's a process.
So I love potato chips. Like I love a salt and vinegar chip. I loved sour cream and onion chips, but I had a sour cream and onion chip incident of 2009 that I've never been able to recover from.
Tell us about it.
I'll tell you.
What happened in 2009?
Or maybe it was 2008. It was 2008 or 2009. It was 2008. I was at the University of Arizona. And, okay, the night before, I swear I got roofied, okay? It was not nice. I went to this frat party, and I went, and I hadn't had anything to drink yet, which was very rare for me to, like, go to a party not having anything to drink. But I get to this party, and I remember this guy, like, okay, the way that they would drink in frat houses at Arizona, which I think is universal, maybe. You'd like drink in the rooms.
Yeah.
Did you guys do that? Wait, can I tell you something that's so
fucking...
I wasn't
a frat girl.
Can I tell you something that's so fucking sexist about that whole like Greek system? The fact that sorority houses are required to be dry.
Well, sorority houses, we couldn't even have sorority houses where I went to school at Boston University.
Because it'd be considered a brothel?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is also fucking insane. Anyway, so I'm going, this guy pours me a shot of UV vodka I will never forget. And then,
UV vodka?
It's fucking sick. He pours me a shot of UV vodka, and then I literally black out. I, like, come to, I'm smoking a cigarette in the corner of this, like, courtyard, talking to my friend Lindsay over a trash can. And then I black out again, and I come to again, and Lindsay is with me in the bathroom as I am puking up Swedish fish. I remember. There was Swedish fish in my barf.
That's gross.
Anyway, so then the next morning I woke up and we were driving. Where were we driving? We were driving to LA or we were driving to We were driving somewhere. We were taking a car trip and I got like a family size bag of sour cream and onion chips because at the time it was like what I craved when I was hungover.
Yeah.
And Sprite. And we're in the car. I eat the entire family size bag of sour cream and onion chips, like to the point where my tongue became like raw.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And
there's nothing like when you cut your mouth on a chip and you're just like, you just like look and you're like, is this really what's happening?
I know, but it's like who you are, you know? And then I made whoever was driving pull over on the side of the road in like the middle of the desert. I think my friend Sasha was driving. And I was like dry heaving like sour cream and onion. And I barfed because I just like ate, you know, 10,000 calories worth of sour cream and onion chips.
What a beautiful memory.
So I haven't been able to eat them since because the flavor is like so intense to me and reminds me of being so fucking hungover and feeling like such trash. I felt like such garbage.
That's how I feel about Captain Morgan's.
You know what I did?
I could never even have, I can't ever have any sort of rum situation because it's just not.
Yeah, Captain Morgan's is disgusting. Do you guys want to know what I did though after leaving that frat party? I like crawled my haggard ass to this other fraternity where I was like obsessed with one of the guys there. And then I forced him to take care of me.
Oh my gosh. Your college stories. I'm happy that we get to hear about them on the podcast.
I know. R.I.P. old me.
So what is going on in your lives, Lo? Is there any new updates in your dating world?
Well, I've been dating. A bicoastal dating.
What's going on?
How's that going?
Dating in New York. Dating in L.A.
Do you like anyone or is it all just like too early to tell?
It's too early to tell, but also I can't really decide. Like I'm feeling like lusty for people.
What's the difference? Do you think the difference of dating in LA and New York? Because you're actually doing both of them right now. And
right.
A lot of people do have questions are like, is LA a better place to date or New York or what do you think?
So I wouldn't, I think that people in New York date more.
It's easier.
It's easier in New York because there's so many bars, restaurants.
You're walking around. Yeah. You're seeing people.
You don't have to get in a car. It's just easy.
Nothing's far.
Yeah, the city is a really – the city is a good place to date, you know?
Yeah, it's a great –
In L.A., I feel like you have to book like a week out and it's just – I don't know.
Do you think that people that men cancel more in New York, though, because it's just easier to reschedule and here they take it more seriously?
No, I don't think so. I honestly, like, rarely get canceled on.
Get it, girl.
Just saying.
That's good.
I do more of the canceling. Okay, I think that the difference is in New York, everyone has this drive and it crosses over into their dating life. And so people take dating real seriously in New York. It's like, we're meeting here at this time. Let's do this. And it's just very much a part of the culture to just get out and do it. And I think that in LA, people just have a more laid back approach to it. Not saying that one is better than the other, because I think that in New York, it can feel more transactional. Not like, oh, you're a hooker and I'm paying you for sex. That's not what I mean. But I think it can feel just more transactional in New York. Like, oh, you're my fourth date of the week kind of a thing. And in LA, I don't really think that that culture is there as much. Like, it doesn't feel like that. I went out on a date with someone who I actually really like in LA a couple days ago. And it was a first date, and we had, like, a really nice dinner, and then we, like, went and got a drink afterwards.
Where'd you go for your drink after?
We went to Chaconi's, and then we went to Soho House.
Oh, fun.
That's nice.
And
both places that exist in New York.
Both places that exist in New York.
Have you ever been to Chaconi's in New York?
It's new. It's in Dumbo.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a really good time on this date. This guy was so, like, thoughtful and fun and easy to be with, and was, like, willing to, like, tell me stuff about him.
He was open.
He was totally open, and he's our age and, like, smart, and I had a really good time with
him. Where'd you meet him?
On the internet.
On an app?
On an app. And
what app do you use?
And he didn't Google me ahead of time. He was like, no, I didn't Google you. What's the fun in that?
Is he hot?
Yeah.
Come on, we're talking the low. We're talking the low. What do you think?
I mean, look, you can date, like, we can all be attracted to people that aren't, you know, like, stereotypically hot.
True. I'm never actually attracted to any of the men that Lo goes out with. No offense, Lo.
That's fine.
Everyone has different types. Exactly. Different strokes for different folks. Are you attracted to anyone I've ever gone out with?
Look at this cutie. Here he is.
Oh, shit. Wait, I just lost him.
Oh.
Are you, Julie?
There you go. Scroll.
I don't. I'd have to see some photo. I'd have to get a whole yearbook. You know,
I can just list them for you.
That's all right.
Abe is a devout listener, so you better say you think.
Of course,
Abe's
cute. Abe is attractive.
Yeah, this guy's cute.
He's cute. He's like
blonde.
Which
he's
apps blonde. Are you using? I've downloaded some apps like a week ago, and I'm not an app girl. It's just I hate them. They don't work for me.
I think Hinge is a good one. Because it's less, like, stalkery.
Hinge is what I hear is good. Oh, wait, you guys. My friend Sasha. You guys know Sasha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's been posting the funniest things on her Instagram in her stories about, she's finding these dating profiles on Bumble that are disturbing.
In what way?
Oh, my God. I'll read them to you right now. Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Like, single ladies out there, I fucking, like, feel for you for this shit, because, like, how the fuck am I supposed to go on a date with someone when their about me on Bumble says, I'm not looking for – this is a real one that I'm reading, okay? I'm not looking for anything serious at all. Just want some quiet fun with one person. No strings attached and consistent. I work a lot, so please message me if you want to meet up at that moment. Don't need drama/games. Just casual, quiet fun. I'm not an industry guy, so I don't care who you are. What? Why the fuck would I ever want to go on a date with you? Oh, and then she posts another one.
That guy probably won't even take you on a date.
Yeah.
No. This other guy, his about just says, you're probably flaky. Like, why are you trying to,
be negative to me?
Like, why are you trying to take me down a notch when you haven't even met me? Like, what is wrong with these people?
There's certain apps for certain things. And I think that, you know, obviously, like, people that say that they're just looking for, you know, something quick and like a one night stand. Those guys shouldn't be on the more serious apps. And I think that Bumble is supposed to be one of the more serious apps. And so that's interesting that like those type of people would be on
Bumble. But Bumble is the new Tinder. Like it's just like a mass
market. But it's a little bit different because it's like still like women are asking first and they also have really a lot of restrictions for guys that can be on the app. Like you can't post any photos of if you have like a gun in the photo, you can't. Like they have like very strict rules. So I think that
Tinder or like on there and you can swipe till the end of fucking time. So like
yeah, but I just mean like Tinder and like OkCupid, like OkCupid's like whole ad campaign was DTF. And like Tinder obviously is more known for that. So it's just I'm saying it's just interesting that, you know, guys that are looking for something casual wouldn't go on more of a casual app.
I think that a guy that's looking for something casual is going to spread his seed as wide, far and wide as he can.
Yeah, he's probably like on all of the dating apps. He's probably on all the dating apps. Doing the casual stuff. Yeah. I mean, at least like you know, there's one thing good about those types of things, and that's why I think profiles are important, is like when you see the flaky or you see like someone's like looking for something one night stand, you're like, okay, bye.
No, I totally.
It's good that they have them.
No, I agree. It's just like, why would you like, it's so interesting how like guys think that by presenting themselves to this pool of single people, whatever, you know, that is what's going to attract someone to you. Like, who the fuck is going to be like, oh, you know what guy I'm going to want to go out with? Some guy that's already telling me I'm, like, dumb and flaky. Like, that turns me on. Like,
yeah, I mean, a guy that writes that is, like, so insecure that he's even on the app in the first place that he's already trying to, like, make a thing out of it. And then he's projecting. And if you're a girl that's like, oh, I'm gonna take on this guy and show him I'm not flaky, it's like you're also a psycho.
I also just feel like our culture has just like made women like live in this permanent like gaslit state, you know what I mean, where we always think that like it's our fault or it's something we did or it's something we said. It's always women instinctually all do that.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I never hear my like straight male friends, not like I have any, but
I don't have any.
Yeah, I have Abe.
I have acquaintances. I do. I have a few, but I don't have any.
One of my closest guy friends.
I don't have any.
Or one of my closest friends is a guy.
Yeah.
And I love him. He's the best.
Nicholas.
Shout out to Nicholas. I love him and I love his girlfriend.
Yeah, well, the thing is,
the best that
yes,
they have.
I have I have a lot of like straight male friends in comedy, you know what I mean? But never do I hear men in conversations about like why relationships haven't worked out. I've never heard anyone be like, I just like feel like it was something I did, or I feel like it was something I said, or I feel like I should have like changed this, or I feel like I shouldn't have done that. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like we've been gaslit by the patriarchy for forever. And I think it's fucked up. And I think that these dating apps can sometimes be gaslighty to some people.
Well, dating apps are just, you know, you never know, again, what someone wants. And it's hard when you're behind a screen and you're communicating not face-to-face and, you know, seeing someone's behavior or their, you know, mannerisms or that. And so it's very hard to tell, like, if someone's being real, you know, what you're getting, if they're telling the truth, like, you know, it's much easier when you have a conversation in person with someone to understand those things. So it's hard. And then also it's like, you know, you're putting your best foot forward too. Like obviously the photos you're putting out there, like your best photos, your best conversation, it's like all of this. And it's just like a lot of pressure as well as like, you know, you trying to figure out like what you want from this person and them too. It's like an interesting thing. But people do have success on them. Like, it does work.
My cousin married a guy a few weeks ago she met on Tinder.
Lo, you have a really good...
You have a high success rate.
Yeah, you have a high success rate, and I feel like you're great at the apps. I really struggle with them, and I, like...
Well, how do you struggle with them? You struggle with the conversation?
Yeah, I struggle with the conversation. I struggle with, like, I'm like, you know, with matching with guys in general that I would be interested in, you know, and I'm not like obviously basing it off of only looks ever, because, you know, I like I'm much more interested in like someone's personality than that. But yeah, I just don't do well on them. And I don't know. I also am not great at texting. Like we've had
this
conversation before. I'm on Raya and then I'm on Bumble.
Yeah, well, why don't we open up your Bumble right now?
You need to get onto Hinge. Hinge is where the nice people are.
Hinge looks nice, too, aesthetically.
It looks aesthetically maybe nice. I'll download you it. Answer questions in like a nice way. You can put a video up, and like when you match with somebody, you get their full name so you can Google them and make sure that they're not a fucking psychopath.
I don't know. I guess it's like
it just sets a better precedent than like, oh, I'm totally in the dark here.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've never just had like a conversation with anyone that I've ever wanted to go out with.
On the internet.
Yeah. But I don't like texting. Like, even when, you know, I love to talk on the phone. I do call you guys more than anyone else probably calls you. Yeah, I call.
I'm a phone caller.
I'm not, and also it's like, you know, it'd be weird if a guy that I was talking to was like, oh, can we speak on the phone first? Like, I feel like I would feel a little uncomfortable with that too.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I just like, I don't
if
know.
If a guy was just like, wait. It's,
Jillie, you just have stranger danger.
I don't know. I do sometimes, like, I'll pass by a guy that I've known and throughout my life and we'll match on a dating app and then we'll be like, hey, how are you? And then we'll like maybe try to get together and then it just like, you know, falls through.
Okay, well, we're going to be right back because we're going to continue breaking down Jillie's psychology behind why she...
But I'm okay. I'm not like upset about it.
No, we're going to just keep talking about it.
It doesn't work for me.
So we'll be right back. And we're back. You know what I think you should do?
What?
Or what I would do if I were a single lady and which I did do when I was a single lady. If you see someone of interest out, like go and just say hi to them.
I'm good at that.
I'm terrible at that.
So I'm really good at that. Like the other day I was in a coffee shop in New York and that my friend owns and my friend was like, oh, this is blah, blah, blah. And we both happened to be there at the same time. And he was like, oh, can I join you? And like sat at my table. We talked for like 40 minutes and it was like the best conversation.
So what's up?
And then he was like, I'm going to try to come meet me at this thing I was doing in LA. And then he just never came. But he didn't ask for my number.
Well, do you have the mutual friends number?
I mean, I found him on Instagram, obviously, because you guys know I'm brilliant at that. But I just don't really feel an urge to reach out.
Were you, like, attracted to him? Did you like what was happening? Was there a vibe?
There was a really good conversation. I just wasn't, like, you know, if he would have made an effort, I would have obviously reciprocated.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel enough to like.
For yourself to make the effort.
Yeah. I also just don't know if I'm like over the last person that I dated yet. And maybe that's why. But I'm also not someone that, you know, if I'm ending a relationship, like, I don't like to like mess around a bunch to like move on. Like, I have to like come to the time on my own.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Good vibe.
But I do love a meet cute.
Yeah.
Have you had a meet cute?
I had a meet cute once. Met a guy on a flight. We sat next to each other.
That's cute. And then you guys
fucked. Oh, yeah. Didn't he buy you a book?
A book?
Oh, maybe not.
Did you guys have sex?
Yeah. We're still good friends.
I met my friend on a plane. I met Duncan on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
I love meeting people on planes.
Dunk?
I've never met a friend on a plane.
Really? You will. There's time.
You will.
Wait, what happened with this guy on the plane? Where were you going to?
We were flying to New York or LA, and I think from New York to LA. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We like went out a couple times. We've like hooked up over the years.
Cute.
And he's like, he's a friend. He's nice.
Love that.
Yeah, totally. But that's probably the best meet cute. You know, you like literally get seated next to somebody like kind of hot on a flight and then you actually like talk to them and you're like, oh my God.
I've actually never wanted that to happen because like I'm tired when I fly and I just don't want to talk. I don't want to have to be on my best behavior.
Jill, if a hot ass man sat down next to you,
you would
be singing another tune.
Maybe, but I guess
you
like,
would. If
no,
some
not
guy
maybe.
Sat next
you'd be
to
like,
you.
You'd be texting me on the Wi-Fi. I'd be like, there's a really hot guy next to me on the flight.
I know. And then I'd be like, I can't fall asleep because I'm going to like snore on him or drool on his shoulder.
No. I've sat next to a few hot people a couple of times. Usually I get seated next to like someone eating egg salad or something
that's
like that.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I know. That's always my luck. These women were peeling. Kenzie was telling me she was on a flight and sorry, I keep on saying my friends' names today. I don't know why.
Go for it.
She was saying that women were peeling eggs. On a flight she was on.
That's so
peeling
gross.
Hard-boiled
protein,
eggs.
Protein, baby.
I know, but it's like that shit smells so bad. I was on an airplane once and a woman was taking off her nail polish. And
that's
the nail
insane.
Polish
that's
remover,
actually illegal because it's so flammable.
Well,
where was Lo?
Yeah, where was Lo?
Where
when
were you?
I don't know.
Gross.
I brought food on an airplane the other day, like from I had gotten it, you know, and then went to the airport. And then I was going through security, and then I had this like food, and then I had my carry-on in my bag, and I was like, this is like too much, and I had to throw the food away. I got too overwhelmed with my bring on food.
I like that Nick, Jermaine, Holly always bring their sweet green salads on flights.
I know.
That's a good idea.
Got a rep. I guess Abe and I kind of met in a meet cute.
Please enlighten us.
We met.
Oh, yeah, you did meet. At a meet cute. You were performing.
No.
Greta was on stage, and wasn't he in the audience?
He was in the audience, but I don't know if you would describe how Abe and I met as a meet cute. His sister told me to email him, like, randomly.
Yes, but then he came to the show.
Yeah.
And so, like, the first interaction is Greta, like, performing, and he's in the audience.
No, the second interaction.
Damn it, you're ruining this fantasy for me.
I know.
You're ruining the story,
this romantic
Greta.
Fantasy that I've made.
I know. The first interaction was we met and had coffee and then we just had coffee in the morning for like an hour. That was the first interaction.
Okay, fine. Well, the real first interaction, Greta was on stage.
Exactly.
And Abe was in
so
the audience.
Mesmerized.
And he had the stars in his eyes looking at her.
I love that.
He was so mesmerized by me.
Yeah.
I can't really know where I met.
That's a meet cute.
Is it a meet cute?
Maybe not like in the standard
definition. Because like a meet cute, I feel like you need to be at the coffee shop and you both order a latte and like you both grab it and then your hands touch and you look at each other and you're like, who are you, you know?
Well, meet cute is like there's the element of like randomness. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, unfortunately, I guess if you were emailing before, not
it wasn't.
Cute,
no,
but
it
still
wasn't
romantic. Still romantic.
Yeah. In its own way.
You guys, the guy that I went on a date with in LA, he's like boyfriend material.
Ooh, I love BFM.
Well, you're moving to New York.
I know.
Well.
That's your luck. You'd fall in love here. And,
I know.
You know.
He told me, he was like, you're a New Yorker. You should move. I was like, okay.
Yeah, and also if, you know.
But also you went on one date, so you can't be changing your life plans yet.
Are you going to go see him again?
Probably. He's going to New York today, actually.
Well, maybe you'll see him in New York. Maybe you guys can be in a bicoastal relationship.
Maybe.
Maybe you can do a LDR.
What's LDR?
Long distance relationship.
I've never done that.
I've never done an LDR either.
Can I tell you something? In the few months that I was doing a LDR, it was kind of nice. You know?
Really?
Well, it worked for me.
Well, you did an LDR knowing that you guys were going to end up, you were going to move
together.
Yeah.
And we were really lucky where we were seeing each other like basically every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of nice because then we could like both like work really hard, do our shit,
You also LDR'd in the beginning of the relationship, which I think is good. I feel like LDR would be very hard if you were like dating for like 6 months and then you had to LDR for like 6 months.
Yeah, no, that'd be hard to be separated.
I just want to keep using LDR.
Yeah,
going from
being together all the time to not would be
you
really
You can't
tricky.
LDR after you're together. If you've like developed some kind of like
a
cohabitation
bond,
situation with the person or you're just used to seeing them every night, from doing that and then going to a LDR is not chill.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel good. I didn't see Abe for like 3 weeks and I was like depressed. Sad.
Yeah, I would be too. It's hard once you get used to being with somebody all the time.
And when you like miss someone, you actually miss someone.
Yeah, you feel it in your bones.
It's a lot. I've never really felt the overwhelming sense of missing someone like that.
I have.
You know, it's intense.
Yeah, it's like all you can think about.
I know, it's crazy.
Do you have any setups coming up, Lo?
No, none.
I love a setup. That's my favorite way to date. I'm just like, set me up with someone. I think that it's just that's what works for me the most.
Yeah. So I got set up with this guy in New York and we've hung out probably 8 or 9 times. And since June, like mid-June. And I like him, but he's only available like when I'm in town and he's in town. Otherwise, like we don't really like text a lot. And like I don't need to, but it would be nice for him to be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
To reach out and just, like, feel like he's interested?
Yeah, or just, I don't know. Like, I feel like he would even do that with a friend.
Would you reach out to him saying, hey,
well, I have a couple times when I've been gone. And, like, he reciprocates, but then it's, like, 4 more days of silence. And I reach out again. But then, like, when I'm in the city, he's like, can you come meet me here tonight? Can we have dinner the next night also? Like, and also, oh, like, here's the key to my place and, like, just stay here when I'm gone. So, like, it's confusing because, like, when I'm there and available.
You're, like, in a relationship.
It's, like, sort of, like, not in a relationship, but, like, we're, like, dating and, like, seeing each other. And then when I've been back in LA or he's been traveling, It's like very, very like low communication. So I'm just like, what? Like, don't you at least like after 5 days want to be like, hey, girl, how's your week going?
Yeah.
Do you think that he doesn't want a relationship?
I think he's just keeping it casual on purpose.
Got it.
You know?
Yeah. He's not reaching out because of.
Yeah. He just moved to New York.
He doesn't want to like lead you on or something.
Yeah. He just moved to New York. I don't even live there yet. And he like works all the time. And we did have one conversation about my previous relationship, and he was like, oh, gosh, like, I don't want to, like, hurt you like that.
I hate it when men say that.
I know, but
I hate that.
I agree with you because it's like you're pretty presumptuous if you, like, say something like that. But then he also said, like, I don't know what I want, and so, like, I would never want to, like, hurt you like that kind of a thing. And so I think that he's just keeping his distance in an effort to, like, keep it casual. Which is fine.
I also just, like, hate it when men say stuff like that. Like, I dated this guy, and he was like, oh, like, you know, usually after a girl dates me, the next guy they date, they end up marrying.
Yeah, it's like, fuck off.
I hate that kind of stuff.
It's like, thank you so much for letting me know that I can marry the next person I date.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know. I just feel like
next time someone says that to you, be like, okay, cool, we should break up now then, and I know the next guy I'm with is the guy. Like, let's just end it now. Bye.
I know. It's so strange.
I will say I have been that girl for many guys. Like, all of my exes basically are married after me.
Greta, what do you do to them?
I don't know. Poison the sauce.
I guess.
I just think it is annoying when guys get really presumptuous and they're like, I don't want to hurt you. You know what I mean? And it's like, well, this is a relationship. And if we don't end up together, if we don't end up spending the rest of our life together, somebody's going to get hurt.
Right.
You know, whether it's me hurting you or you hurting me.
It's also like, that's life.
Yeah.
Like, even from Call Me By My Name, there's like my favorite quote. Have you guys, should I read it to
What's
you?
What's the quote?
Oh, I love God. That movie.
Let me read it to you, but I'm going to have to find it. So please hold. Maybe you guys can sing a song.
Yeah, I just.
Maybe I should say that to a guy next time they say.
You
like,
should. Oh, you should be like, oh my God, I really just.
I don't really want to hurt you like that.
Oh, that sounds so terrible. I don't want to be the one to hurt you like that.
Again. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want you to have to experience that again. I don't want to do that to you.
Cuz I know you would fall madly in love with me.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm the greatest thing that will ever happen to you.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Let me read it to you.
I just can't be with you.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a beautiful quote. I think it's like one of the most beautiful things ever written about relationships.
Okay.
You had a beautiful friendship, maybe more than a friendship, and I envy you. In my place, most parents would hope the whole thing goes away to pray that their sons land on their feet, but I'm not such a parent. In your place, if there is pain, nurse it, and if there is a flame, don't snuff it out. Don't be brutal with it. We rip out so much of ourselves to be cured of things faster that we go bankrupt by the age of 30 and have less to offer each time we start with someone new. But to make yourself feel nothing as to not feel anything, what a waste.
Beautiful.
It's so true.
I've been kind of feeling a lot of nothing lately with guys. I'm like excited, but I like also really, I'm not cynical, but I'm just really entered a phase of like.
That's how I feel too. I just don't care.
Yeah.
I care, but I'm just like, I don't think I'm going to allow myself to go there unless the situation is like makes sense.
Right? Yeah.
And unless Same. You feel like it's
you're
worth
using
it.
Your brain. You're using your brain. You're loving with your brain.
Yeah. Love smarter, not harder.
Yeah, that's what I said last week, guys.
I know.
What quote is that?
That's just Jill's
new thing. Love smarter, not harder.
It is. I say that all the time.
Who told you that?
My rabbi.
Beautiful.
He said love with your brain, not your – you need to love with your brain. But I said love – someone's definitely said those words before. But I agree with you. I'm not, like, interested in, like, jumping or – like, even this guy that I met, great, nice guy. But it's, like, I always think that if a guy wants you, they'll pursue you.
But, see, I think that it needs to become more of an equal thing. Like, I think that women should pursue men, too.
I agree with that, but in the relationships I've been in, especially even with my last relationship, like, I could pursue, but, like, he didn't want it. So, like, you know what I mean?
Right, but I guess, like, initially in relationships, I think that, like, if you, and by you I mean collectively women, like, are out and meet someone that is of interest, like, you should pursue them. Like, I don't believe in waiting for somebody else to pursue you. I just don't. It's
I think everyone's different in the way that they – the relationships they have with men. I think I just know myself and I know the type of guys that I attract. And it's got to be – they need to all, they need to feel like they're – really into me.
Totally. But
for
like,
who I am. I know there's so many women out there that don't.
That's the way with everyone.
There's so many women out there that are like, can pursue men, and the men, that's just the way that it works. But that's just like not how I personally work and how the relationships I've been in have worked.
Yeah.
So I'm just like not interested in repeating stuff I know that doesn't work for me, I guess.
So you would never pursue a guy?
Not at the moment, no.
I just think it's
like,
hard.
I would hit on a guy, I would ask them out, like, I would, like, whatever, but, like, I'm not going to be the one, like, running the show.
Right, but if you were to, like, get a guy's number that you thought was cute, would you text them and be like, hey, like, would you want to hang out?
Yeah, definitely, but I wouldn't,
so that's
like...
that's pursuing.
I wouldn't, like, be the aggressor of the whole thing.
No. Well, no, that needs to become an equal relationship, you know what I mean? Then there needs to be, like, an equal... Like,
I'm not saying I'm just going to like sit here and do nothing, but I do think that there needs to be, for the relationships and the men that, and sort of the situation that I'm in and that I want and who I am, the guy definitely needs to be like, you know, after me.
That goes across the board for everyone. Like, people don't want to be in a relationship with someone that's like not into them and not initiating and not making plans and not trying to see the person. That's like such a fucking...
Yeah, but some women, you know, like to date men or are in relationships with men where the guy's more shy.
Yeah, but
that's just like a different
personality
thing.
Being with a shy guy is different than being with a guy that's not interested. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say.
A shy guy is still gonna...
That's what I'm trying to
say. So you wouldn't date a shy guy?
No, not... I don't think so.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I don't mean like someone that's not interested.
I think that once you make your feelings clear... then you can sort of hope that the guy pursues you a little bit. You know what I mean?
I agree. I just think that, like, I think so oftentimes, like, guys are so fucking clueless and have no idea what is going on.
But that's what I mean. Like, if you, like, make your intentions clear and you let them know that you like them, then I think you can kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say shift the responsibility onto them, but I feel like... guys don't act sometimes because they don't know, and because they're just like us, they don't want to be embarrassed or have their feelings hurt.
Exactly.
But I think that if you're willing to be like, hey, like, I like you, like, I'd love to see you again, and then they don't ask you out, then you have your answer.
Right. Yeah.
But if you say that to somebody, then like the ball's in their court.
Exactly.
And like,
yeah,
then
exactly.
Even if they're shy or not, they're going to ask to hang out with you if they want to.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
What a beautiful episode we've had.
We didn't come to any conclusions, but we've discussed dating.
I think there are some conclusions to come to here. If you like someone and you like haven't put yourself out there yet, tell them that you like them.
Yeah.
If you are with someone that's like not initiating and not giving you what you need from the relationship, have a conversation with them. Tell them that you need them to make plans with you more. Tell them that you need them to text you more or fucking... just give you a plan, give you a date, give you a time.
Yeah.
You know?
Or be like, hi, I'm alive.
We all need to learn. We're all here. We are in life's school. You know?
Yeah.
And we can all be students and teachers. And we all need to learn somewhere. So if you're dating someone that needs to, like, step up their game, tell them.
Yeah. What's the harm?
There is none.
Have a kind conversation about it. And if they don't step off their game, means like maybe they just don't like you that much.
I mean,
and wouldn't
you
rather know now? And then you know.
Jilly, who's our lady lovin'? Lo, you have a lady lovin'? Any lady.
I do.
I think
just
my sister's my lady lovin'.
That's a great lady love.
Hey, Jessica.
Shout out to Jessica, my sister. You can follow her on Instagram, Jess Levin Conroy.
We love Jess.
She's my lady loving this week because I love her and she's great and she's my sister.
That's great. That's I love nice. That. That's very nice.
You both have sisters. Maybe they're your lady loving.
Yeah,
too.
My Aaron. Sister Emily. Erin.
And my mom because it's her birthday, July 21.
Oh, all the ladies in our lives. Well, this has been great. We love you guys so very much. Again, like, you know, like us, leave a nice review, you know?
Please, give us five stars like and negative, a comment.
We don't like negative reviews.
No, we don't.
So we will only want positive things. And we love you, and we hope you have a great week. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.